This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This Halloween, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you of some Halloween costume safety. Remember, children's costumes should be visible to drivers with light colors and reflective tape. Always try to go for makeup instead of masks. And be sure to make costumes short enough to prevent tripping. It may also be helpful to make them flame retardant with soft, flexible accessories. And remember to protect your sight as well. Non-prescription decorative contacts can lead to long-term eye damage, including things such as eye scratches, vision loss, or infections. You can find more tips for safe trick-or-treating at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 25th, it's the perfect opportunity to clean up that medicine cabinet at one of many official Drug Take-Back Day sites. You can dispose of your unused and expired medications at these locations, with our Price County location being the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pet medications are accepted, and liquids must be in their original container. Vape pens are also accepted with the batteries removed. Other e-cigarette devices are accepted with batteries removed, and they must be removed because these batteries are highly flammable. So please be sure they are removed before the pen or device is placed in a collection bin. Remember, things such as mercury thermometers, aerosol cans, anything containing blood or bodily fluid, household hazardous waste, illegal drugs, iodine-containing medications, personal care products, sharps and syringes, and vape pens and e-cigarette devices with a built-in battery that cannot be removed are not accepted at locations. You can find more details at dhs.wisconsin.gov/opioids. And remember, the Price County location for Drug Take-Back Day on October 25th is the Park Falls City Hall from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Having a balanced diet is important for kids year-round. Melissa Kay has more.
During the school year, eating healthy meals can not only help with growth and development, it can help keep kids focused and sustain their energy throughout the school day.
Various nutrients that are important for school age consist of the carbohydrates, nutrient-rich carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats throughout the day.
That's Tammy Licari, a diabetes educator and registered dietitian with Aspirus Health. She recommends having well-balanced meals and snacks throughout the day, but that doesn't have to be complicated.
Ultimately, to have a balanced breakfast, aiming to try to include a dairy, protein, and a carbohydrate.
That can be as easy as whole grain toast with peanut butter, fruit, and a glass of milk.
If they're getting a little bit of nutrition before they're off on the school bus or on their walk to school.
If kids are reluctant to try new foods, Licari says getting them involved in the meal planning can help.
Anytime that you can get the child involved with the meals, even meal prep, then that usually goes a long way to what they are going to eat in the end.
Licari also says parents don't have to be perfect to make a difference. Small changes and building healthy eating habits now helps set kids up for a successful future.
For their health and the health of their babies, pregnant women who need help quitting alcohol and/or other drugs are considered a priority for admission to treatment. You can get more information from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211wisconsin.communityos.org. And remember, pregnant women can call 211 or 833-944-4673 to learn about substance use treatment options. October 18th, it's the 9th annual Pause for a Cause Walk. This is hosted by Catkins Animal Rescue, and you can register online on their Facebook page or email them for a paper form at catkins_wy@yahoo.com. There's a 9 a.m. registration, and friendly dogs are welcome. The $25 entry fee includes a swag bag and a t-shirt. There's going to be raffles and a burger and brat sale alongside the walk, and this will be located at Phillips Municipal Building at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Once again, this is taking place October 18th with registration at 9 at the Phillips Municipal Building on 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. There's about a month left to apply for federal emergency management agency assistance for people and households impacted by flooding in southeastern Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
FEMA is accepting applications for flooding damage until November 12th. However, the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, Greg Engel, recommends that people don't wait until the last minute. You will need to share information on the assistance application, such as your Social Security number and annual household income, and a FEMA inspector will contact you to set up a time and date to perform an inspection. FEMA inspectors will always carry an official photo ID and never ask for any bank information or charge a fee for inspection. If you are unsure whether a visit or call is legitimate, contact the FEMA helpline to verify at 800-621-3362.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.